is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Sarah Dodson.
And today, I'm manning the boards on my own. We don't have Kyle here today. I still have the podcast equipment at the house. So I figured, you know, since I have the equipment here, why don't I just try to knock out an episode or two or three? So today, Sarah's joining us because at the top of the show in my intro, I always say the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. And so I've wanted to do a show in which we actually do play new music, like really new music. So I have Sarah here today because she is my source for new music. The bands that she listens to, the bands that she loves, for the most part, are bands I've never even heard of. And so to me, that's new music. And as I'm looking at her list, everything in this list is from 2013, 14, 15, and 16. The oldest thing on the list is from 2006. And you know from listening to the show that for me, that's new. So anyway, hello, Sarah. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yeah.
But you didn't mind walking upstairs, a flight of stairs to record.
I've traveled so far to be here. flew all this way.
You flew all this way. Now, when I was your age, how old are you right now?
I'm 15.
15. When I was your age, I was super into music. And I think you're super into music too.
Yeah.
But for me, I would have to go to a record store.
Oh, God.
And leaf through albums and purchase the albums and bring them home and listen to one side and then flip it and listen to the other side. And it's not as much of a chore for you to listen to music. How do you usually listen to music?
I am a big Spotify person. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all I use, really. Like, the only downside to it is that not everything that I like is on Spotify. Like, they often will, like, for whatever reason, not have an album or two on there from an artist, even though they'll have, like, some others. But, yeah, so most of the time I'm listening on Spotify.
And there's ads on Spotify.
Not if you pay for it, and I use it enough to, like, where I pay for it.
You pay for it.
Yeah.
And so you also were telling me today that once a week that Spotify will suggest some music for you?
Every Monday. So today when we're recording this, yeah.
They suggest, and how many songs did they suggest?
You're given, it's called like a Spotify Discover playlist, and basically through something, Spotify takes everything you listen to, and based on that, they make you a playlist of things they think you would like. It's 20 songs every Monday. And normally I would have listened to it by now, but I haven't gotten around to it. And usually I'll like 4 to 6 of the 20 songs. But yeah, that's how I find a lot of my music now, is just either through friends or through Spotify. Sometimes you find something really that you really, really like.
And so 4 to 6 songs out of 20, that's, you know, that's 20%, 25%, a little more, a little less, depending on. Do you ever have like a great week where you're like, wow, I like 10 of these?
Yeah, but like, haven't had that in a while. Mm-hmm.
And then if you like a song that they suggest, what do you do then? Do you grab it and pull it into a list, or how does it work?
It's one click and you save it automatically. There's always like, there's a little X next to every song that you see on Spotify. And then if you click it, it turns into a check and saves it automatically.
And this is how you and your friends, everyone listens to music now by Spotify. Like you don't even go to iTunes and buy music really.
No, not really. Like, I have a few friends who do still use iTunes, but yeah, it's pretty much, most people use 8-Tracks or Spotify.
And you have, is 8-Tracks, is that another?
Yeah, I don't understand how it works.
Because when I was growing up, an 8-Track was a whole different thing. It was like the worst audio you could ever listen to.
Yeah, I don't understand how the website 8-Tracks works, but yeah, some of my friends use that.
And your younger sister, my youngest daughter, Rita, she wanted to get a turntable for Christmas.
Yes, she did.
And how often does she use that?
Never.
Never. She likes the idea of having it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets right down to it, it's kind of a hassle for her.
Yeah.
She's still telling me albums that she wants. And I'm like, you need to listen to the 3 albums that we got you.
Yeah. One day I'll get 21 Pilots vinyl and steal it from her and listen to and do that.
Well, why don't you just get the 20? Oh, you mean steal her turntable?
One day I will steal her turntable and just buy because I've heard it and it sounds really nice there.
Oh, nice. So today what I had Sarah do is I had, like I said at the top of the show, she's picked, she picked 13. She has 13 new songs here for us.
Yeah.
And I picked 12 of the most classic songs I could think of that you're going to, that you'll hear on FM rock radio all the time. So we're going to go back and forth. Sarah's going to play a brand new song, hopefully from an artist you've never heard. And hopefully an artist that you're going to go, wow, I'm going to go and find some more of their stuff and listen to this. That's what my hope is. Because I had to listen to all your songs already. And so I could cue them up at a certain spot. I hope I picked a good spot to cue them up to.
All right.
And that's it. That's going to be our show today. Today's show is called New and Classic. And then, do you know stuff about these bands? Like,
Some of them, like, I don't know. I'm not the kind of person who will listen to an artist and need to know, like, their birthday and everything. So some I know, like, a lot about because I really, really like them.
Okay.
But others, it's just like, this is a good song.
All right. Well, so, if you know about it, we'll talk about it. And if you don't, we will just, we will move on. So,
all right.
Again, I'm manning the boards today. Do you want to introduce the first song on the list?
Lie, 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 Metric. I'm not a huge Metric fan, but I liked their newest album, which I believe is Pagans in Vegas, if I'm not mistaken.
It's from 2015, Pagans in Vegas.
Yep. And my friend Sarah, who is also named Sarah.
Sarah with an H, though.
Yes. Just went to see them Saturday night or Friday night.
What venue did she go to?
No idea.
Who'd she go with?
Friend... name I forget.
All right.
Not me.
Not you.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right, we're ready. Let's the artist is Metric.
Metric.
This is as new as you can get, I think. 2015. This is a song called Lie, Lie, Lie on Rock Solid.
The question no one wants to ask themselves. Naked in the movie, make me the director's pet. Everybody told me, take whatever you can get. Everybody told me, take whatever you can get.
That is an excellent song.
Yeah.
I like that song a lot.
It's a jam.
It is a jam. That is what April Richardson would say if she was in the co-host chair today. She would say, that's my jam.
Well, I agree. I agree with that phrase.
But she's 20 years older than you, and she says, that's my jam.
Well, I am I just mentally 30 then? I don't know.
No, I don't know. You're mentally 35. I think April might be... 15.
Yeah. That's where I was going with that statement.
Gotcha. Well, my first song is a power trio out of Canada. Probably one of the greatest drummers of all time, Neil Peart. He writes all the lyrics, and the other members are Geddy Lee on bass and Alex Lifeson on guitar. Sarah is just shaking her head. She can't.
He's looking at me like this is like going to ring some bells. I don't know.
It's not. I'm just trying to school you in some classic rock.
You've been trying to do that for 15 years. It's not happening.
Well, here's a little song that you'll hear on classic rock radio all the time. And I'm not even going to say the title. I'm just going to play it.
Sufficient tact. One must put up barriers that myself in time.
Now, Sarah, did you listen to that drumming? What did you think of that drumming?
It was fine. It was good.
Now, be honest. When you hear that song, do you grab onto anything in that song? Was there anything you liked about that?
No.
You didn't like, definitely not the drumming. You didn't mention it. What about that guy's voice? Do you mind that high pitched?
It's not like horrible. Like obviously, I just played metric. So it's like, obviously I don't really mind the kind of like, yeah, I've always, I don't know. I'm okay with voices that are very like
high or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Unconventional, but I don't know. It's just not my music. I think secretly you're just having me on so that you can like make me listen. Like you haven't.
She's actually tied into her chair, folks. I have her tied in there.
Yep.
All right, you ready to move on to some new music?
Sure. Let's just go down the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a gentleman. His name is. Well, you tell it. This is your music.
This is George Ezra. I found his. Found his album on NPR, which is not a place I typically go for my music, but he's very NPR. But I liked him. He definitely doesn't have a high voice.
No, he does not.
He has one hit that you might have heard on the radio, which is Budapest, which I like. But this is Listen to the Man, and the music video for this song is like my favorite music video of all time. I can't really explain it, but basically Ian McKellen just steals the music video, and I encourage you to look it up.
What does Ian McKellen do? Does he lip sync?
He just lip syncs.
Oh, that's great.
It's my favorite music video. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Okay, this is from 2015 from the album Wanted on Voyage.
Yep.
This is George Ezra, and the song is called what, Sarah?
Listen to the Man.
I feel your head resting heavy on your single bed. I want to hear all about it. Get to toll off your chest, ooh. I feel the tears and you're not alone, no. When I hold you, well, I won't let go. Why should we care for what they're selling us anyway? We're so young, girl. You want to do, won't you listen to the man that's loving you?
Now this gentleman sounds like an older guy. How old is this guy, George Ezra? He's not young, is he?
He's like mid early 20s and he's white. And he's not what you expect at all.
No, I mean, now look, hearing that voice, I would not have thought he was a white guy at all.
No. Yeah, it's funny. It's like, that's why it's funny that I found him like through a radio station is because then I looked him up. He's quite attractive. And I was just like, whoa, are you serious? But yeah, then you see him sing. And like, I think it makes sense if you were to like look at him performing.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't seem weird.
Right.
But if you see his face and hear his music individually, it's very strange.
Well, I want to see that music video now because I like Ian McKellen. You're a big Ian McKellen fan.
I guess. Like, I don't know.
You have an Ian McKellen poster in your room.
What?
I'm kidding.
I was like, what?
She had to think about it.
No, I just had a
moment. What was the movie that you saw this summer, though, that you really liked that Ian McKellen was in?
I mean, I had a Harry Potter poster, so I thought you were just saying he played Dumbledore.
No, I know he doesn't. He's Gandalf.
Yeah.
The gray and the white.
Thank you.
What was the movie he was in? I didn't see it. Mr. Holmes? Is that what it was called?
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was a great movie that just totally went under everyone's radar.
So there's another recommendation there.
Yeah,
Mr. Holmes.
Mr. Holmes.
All right, cool. You're two for two right now. And I'm going to move on to some prog rock. And this is Yes. This is a famous prog rock band. I'm telling Sarah this. The listener knows who Yes is.
Yeah.
This is from their album 90215. Wait, that's not right. 90125 from 1980. I'm all confused with numbers. This is from 1983. And let's see, Sarah, I think you've heard this song before because I rock out to this in the car when it comes on the radio. So here we go.
Rock out. Okay.
you know this song now.
Yeah, the minute the chorus went in, I just...
This is one of those songs that when I drive you to school in the morning, we will hear this easily once a week. This will come on the radio.
Yeah, yep.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
That's Yes. Are you saying Yes to Yes, or are you saying No to Yes?
Just the echo kills it for me. It's too over the top. And I understand that's like just the genre, but.
Well, this, I will tell you about this. When this album came out, this was a little bit of a change. This was a more accessible Yes. This was more radio friendly Yes, which means nothing to you. But this is when they got a lot of hit radio airplay with this song.
Yeah, but like, I understand being the concept of being radio friendly, especially. Yeah. I understand that.
Okay. Now, the next artist you're going to play, I think you know a lot about this guy. So why don't you tell us a little bit?
Troye Sivan. Okay.
Troye Sivan. T-R-O-Y-E.
Yes.
Never seen Troy spelled with an E at the end.
He's from South Africa and...
That's how they do it?
Grew up in Perth, Australia. So I'm guessing it's... that sort of thing.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
So Troye Sivan started out on YouTube when he was like my age, pretty much. And then he would do a few covers here and there, but was mainly just would make straight talking to a camera vlogs. And then he read John Green's book, The Fault in Our Stars, wrote his first song, or at least his first song that he put out onto the internet, based on that book, and then it got a lot of media attention. He ended up partnering with like a children's hospital, and that was really great. And so then like a year and a half later, he got signed and started making music. And now he has two EPs and a full album. And this song is from his full album, Blue Neighborhood, with Betty Who, who I also love. I saw him and Betty Who in concert very recently.
A couple weeks ago.
And it was great. And yeah, so this is Heaven, which is on his first full-length album.
Now, before we play this, I need to ask one question because I didn't quite understand. He partnered with a children's hospital. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, The Fault in Our Stars focuses a lot on
cancer. Okay.
So he made a music video and filmed it with kids who had cancer at a children's hospital.
Oh, okay. I understand that now.
And then gave the proceeds from, like, I guess the ad revenue on the song or the downloads of it or something.
Nice.
He gave the money he made on it to the children's hospital. So that was great.
Now, before I play the song, I'm going to tie a couple things together, too. Ian McKellen is in the X-Men movie.
Yes.
And Troye Sivan, he was a young actor. He is in X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yep.
He plays the young Wolverine at the beginning, the opening scene.
Yes.
Ends up killing his own father.
Yep. The X-Men movie that everyone hates, but we're okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
It's fine.
All right. Let's hear the song. This is Heaven by Troye Sivan from 2015's Blue Neighborhood. And this is featuring Betty Who.
Betty Who.
The truth runs wild like kids on concrete. Trying to sedate my mind in its cage, you know what I see. Weak white eye, yeah, I'm screaming at me. Trying to keep faith and picture his face staring up at me. Without losing a piece of me, how do I get to heaven? Changing a part of me, how do I get to heaven?
That's another good song. Now, I want to tell everyone what the dynamic in the room is. When Sarah plays her songs, she's rocking out, and I'm also rocking out. And when I play my songs, I'm rocking out, and Sarah's not rocking out. So that's the dynamic in the room.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure they could have figured that out.
Now, this this Troye Sivan is pretty popular now because, I mean, his CD is in Target.
Yeah.
And it's got a deluxe edition, a Target only edition too. So I mean, he's crossing into the mainstream.
Yeah, this is what you're attributing to his success.
Well, what I'm saying is these other Metric and George Ezra, I've never seen their CDs, but his was like front and center.
Yeah.
You know, so
no, Troye Sivan's pretty popular, but I don't think his demographic is extremely young, and I don't think many of your listeners might have.
I know Garen Cockrell from the Never Not Funny podcast and from Pop Culture Beast. This was his favorite album of the year.
Yeah, I don't think, okay, correction. I don't think any of your straight listeners have heard
Look,
Troye
we straight listeners have been listening to gay singers forever. Elton
oh,
John.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, Troye Sivan, like particularly this mm-hmm. song resonates with a lot of people.
Of the LBGT community?
Sure, that's the acronym.
Is that not right? Did I say it wrong?
Flip two letters, but okay.
You tell me.
LGBT.
I thought that's what I said. What did I say?
LBGT.
I don't know what I'm talking about, Sarah.
You really don't.
All right. I'm going to play. Now, this band I'm going to play right now, Sarah, this is a band that people will either tell you they love this band or they will tell you they hate this band. This is what I found out. This is in my personal thing. Not everyone likes this band. And I remember I didn't like them for the longest time. In college, I could not stand them. There were guys on my floor that would not stop playing them, and I did not like them. And then I've come around to them now, and a very simple name. The band is The Doors. Not a lot of thought put into that, I don't think. And this is Light My Fire.
True, you know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate.
Now, when that first started, you were laughing.
Okay, because the very beginning of it sounds like, okay, remember that Candyland computer game I used to play?
Yes.
Like it was a physical disc?
Yes.
It sounds like the background music to that. And then when the guy starts singing, he sounds like he's 80 years old.
Well, he was not 80. I can tell you he's not 80 years old.
He sounds like he's
he
80
died
years
when
old.
He was 27. So
yikes.
he was not 80
yikes.
Years old. Also, in the 60s, there was a show called The Ed Sullivan Show. It was a variety mm-hmm. show. And when The Doors were on there, they were told to change a line of this song. They didn't want them singing, "Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher."
Drugs.
Isn't that silly? Drugs. Isn't that silly, though?
Yeah.
And so, but they did not change it. They sang it as is. And I think I don't know if they got banned or if they never played again or if that, maybe that's all rumor. But anyway. You're up. You're next. Song number four.
No, wait.
What?
I want to skip.
You want to skip? Okay. What are we moving to a different song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
I was just going with the first few because like.
No. You tell me whatever you want to play.
I'm sure about those. How about Soak? Let's just skip the.
Yeah, okay. Well, we just move Soak up in the list. Okay. So the band is called Soak.
No, one person. One girl, she's like...
Her name's Soak?
She goes by... That's like the stage name. It's Soul and Folk together. Soak. That's all it is.
Soul and Folk, Soak. But it's S-O-A-K, like soak in the bathtub.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of water theme songs, I guess, including the one I'm about to play.
Yes.
Just one girl, really young, like still in her teens. And I'm going to see her if we bought those tickets. Do you buy the Andrea Gibson tickets?
Is that at the Fonda Theater?
Yep.
Yeah, I got those tickets
for you. So yeah, I'm going to see her with Andrea Gibson soon.
All right.
I'm bad with dates.
And how did you discover Soak?
Oh gosh, now I'm stuck. Probably. I know. I subscribe to like the BBC Live Lounge on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they have like artists do like cool covers of other songs. And I like that aspect of it. And then I just was bored, I think, and like clicked one of the Live Lounge versions of an artist I'd never heard of doing a song I think I'd heard of. And I think that's why I clicked it. but I can't remember it now. I'd have to look it up.
The BBC Live Lounge.
Yeah.
You are using your computer for good, Sarah. All right, let's listen to Soak.
So
this is a song called Sea Creatures from an album called Before We Forget How to Dream, and this is from 2015, and here's Soak. I like that song a lot.
Yeah.
How old is this girl?
I think she's like 19 or something, and she started doing this when she was like 16.
Wow.
Like really young. And yeah, I remember like I listened, she had like an EP of maybe like four songs when I first found her. And then I forgot to, I like saved them to Spotify, but didn't like really follow her.
Yeah.
Like I just knew of those few songs. This was one of them, one of the first ones I heard. And then I just went back to her page like randomly like a few months ago.
Okay.
And found that she had like a full album out now. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. And it's fantastic. It's absolutely great. And I forget the name of it because I'm awful.
The name of the album is Before We Forget How to Dream.
Okay. Right. You said that.
Yeah. That's okay.
I'm good at words. Yeah.
The, that really has her song really has like a feel, like a vibe.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It really has a thing going on there that I like.
That's why, like, I think it's really cool that it's like, she's just sort of takes a name from like this genre that she developed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's cool.
Also, I want to tell people that all the new songs that Sarah chose today that I'm playing, I went to iTunes and I bought all these, so they are available on iTunes. So
yeah, I had to look up one of the artists that I'll play because I wasn't sure if they were going to be on Spotify.
Okay, cool. All right, now I'm going to go to a band, one of my favorite bands. The name of this band is Thin Lizzy. If you listen to classic rock radio, you're only going to hear two songs by Thin Lizzy, maybe three, because they refuse to go any deeper into the catalog. But one song you'll hear is called Jailbreak, and the other song you're going to hear would be this one.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
There's a part later when he says that.
I know, but we don't need your version of it. If you wanted us to hear it, you would have played it.
Should I record my own version and insert it into the...
No, nope. Right.
I'm a good singer, though.
No.
I sing that Adele song, Hello, pretty good in the car.
No. See, this is the
Hello?
Problem. Dad, this is the problem with Adele's music. Adele is a fantastic singer, but when people listen to Adele, they think that they are also fantastic
How are
singers.
You?
And
hello.
Oh God!
All right.
I just feel bad for your listeners. Just don't subject them to this. It's bad enough that I get this.
You mean to the show in general, or just me singing?
Yes.
Oh boy. Okay. Now we went out of order. We can continue to go out of order. Just tell what you want to hear, and I'll play it.
Nicole Reynolds. Let's do that.
Nicole Reynolds. Oh, this is not new music. This is from 2016.
Yeah.
I mean, 2006.
Good job.
I don't edit anything out either. I keep my mistakes in.
Cool.
People have to know that everything can't be perfect.
All right.
All right. Nicole Reynolds. Tell us about her.
Nicole Reynolds. Well, this is not her latest album, it's just a song that I really, really like. I was gonna pick something from like the latest album she made, which I think is still only, she hasn't made an album since 2009. Nicole Reynolds, get on it. And so, but I just really like this album from like this song from her first album, or I think. So I picked it, even though it's not very current. This is like the one that's sort of way different from
her newer stuff.
Just from most of what else I'm going to play.
Oh, okay.
This is kind of out there.
It's from the album called Wolves Won't Eat Us.
Yes. And Nicole Reynolds, fun fact. I don't know if this is still the case because she seemed to disappear off the face of the earth after 2009. But in an interview from 2008, at the time she was making music, she was also like a sheep farmer in Pennsylvania.
Oh, all right.
So I've always thought that was pretty cool. Just like going to have a little music career on the side and just be with my sheep. That's a good life, you know?
All right. So Nicole Reynolds, music artist, sheep farmer. And this song is called We've So Far to Go.
Yep.
Will you go with me on the road? We'll be our own Rolling Stones. Everything will change. We'll drive out into the sky, leave the city far behind. All we've got is time. Don't you know we've so far to go? Don't you know we've so far to go? We'll walk around 100 forests where water flows the purest. All we'll do is climb.
Now, for me, that song sounds like a song that would be on the Juno soundtrack.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and I love the Juno soundtrack. Yeah, that which Juno, you know.
Yeah,
I
Juno love soundtrack's it so much. Good. But yeah, that has that feel that could be in a Wes Anderson movie, even.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
All right. I like that too.
Yeah, so Nicole Reynolds is the one where I had to like look her up on iTunes and be like, is this going to be available? Like, I don't know.
And it was, because I bought it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Look, I don't know why any new artist wouldn't have their music on iTunes and over at Amazon, because...
Well, Nicole Reynolds isn't exactly a new artist.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm talking anyone that's making music for the past 10 years, you can get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We could record a song here and put it up on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, my friend... just put an EP up on iTunes, and I was like, you can just do that? Okay, cool.
Do you want to, what's your friend's name?
I would have to, like, I'm a bad friend. It was like a mutual friend of mine.
I see. Okay.
I would have to, like, look it up.
Obviously not your best friend.
Obviously not. yeah.
All right, let's go. I'm going to go back to classic songs. Again, I'm trying to pick the classic of all classic songs. This is one of your sister's favorite songs.
Oh gosh, here we are.
Yeah, this is Queen. I know that I hear this song. I could hear this song every day if I just listened to classic rock radio.
I don't want to hear this song every day.
Well, here it is. So a couple weeks ago, we were all in the car together, me and you and Rita and Mommy, and you and Mommy were in the front. Mommy was driving. Rita and I were in the back, and this song came on, and I started singing a part, and you got, no one in the car thought I was singing the correct lyric.
No.
What I was singing, Bismillah.
Yeah.
Bismillah.
Which is not a word.
I don't know what it means. I don't know anything. I don't know what any of that song means. All I know is that I love it. But none of you thought that, you guys all thought I was out of my mind.
Yes.
So luckily, I had a portable computer in my pocket known as an iPhone. And when I showed you guys that, you guys were like, what? This doesn't even make sense.
Well, yeah, it doesn't. Just because it's the lyric doesn't
Bismillah,
mean it makes sense.
No. What did mommy think it was?
I think it was like, we will not go.
We will not go.
Which is like a, which is, would make sense. They're just repeating what they just said.
Yeah. Okay.
Doesn't make stupid.
I just like being right. Okay.
I know you do. Also, when like, I would never listen to, like, maybe if I'm like with some friends mm-hmm. and like it's funny and ironic. Yeah, but like I wouldn't willingly listen to Queen
when it's not
on the radio.
You are missing out.
Anyway, there is no reason that I should have the majority of an almost 6-minute song memorized when I don't like it. But they play it so, like, it's infuriating. It's like I don't want to have this song in my mind.
It is.
And
it is
yet,
almost 6 minutes.
Here it is. Yeah.
Okay, so what's your next song?
Feels longer.
Hey, you have an almost 6 minute song here.
True. Yes. I forget how long that song is. Yeah. All right. Let's play it.
All right. This is an almost 6 minute song by a band called Joywave.
Joywave.
From an album called How Do You Feel Now?
Yep.
So do you know anything about Joywave?
I know very little about Joywave. I almost went to a Joywave concert once, but I was very tired. Emma, my best friend, loves Joywave so much. And I like maybe 3 songs, but I put this on here because I think that this is a really good song. And I'm like, more people should know about this one really good Joywave song. Like,
and what's the song called?
Nice House.
Let's hear it.
There's a strange grown man in a creepy coat in the bathroom mirror. He knocked me down to the floor. I don't know. I don't know. There's an aging man with a narrow face. He's been following me around for days. I don't know. Never met. Walls kept beating, but the days repeating. But my walls kept beating, but the days repeating. I thought I'd have a nice house to blow my brains out on a fast car.
Now, is this a band? Because on the album cover, it's just a weird photo of a dude.
Joywave's a band, I believe. Yeah, I don't know anything about.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is in the cover.
I don't know. I like the song a lot because it's like really, if you listen to the song, it's like really kind of dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a, like at first I started listening to it, I'm like, ooh, this is a fun song.
Yeah, they're singing about a creepy guy in a trench coat hanging out in a bathroom.
Oh, I was more talking about I thought I'd have a nice house to blow my brains out, but you know.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that part.
Yeah, like you're like going to dance along to it. And then I, after like the third time I listened to it, because it got stuck in my head and I didn't know the words, I was like, oh.
That happens a lot where where the music is upbeat. And so you're not even really focused on the lyrics. And then all of a sudden, after you could listen to it for 6 months before you actually go, oh, yeah. Wow, wait a minute.
I pay close attention to like lyrics, though. Like that's mm-hmm. a big part of what makes me like music, and maybe part.
That's
of what
that's
makes
me too. I do like
yeah.
lyrics.
I don't. That might be part of the reason I don't like some of your music.
Bismillah.
Exactly. Thank you for proving my point there. Yeah. So. I don't know. I just like it's still a great song and I still like it and I will still dance to it, but with a sense of, oh.
All right. My next song is from, unlike Thin Lizzy, where they'll only play 2 of their songs on the radio. I'm going to play a song from an album that has sold so many, maybe over 20 million copies. And this album, actually, almost every single song will crop up on rock radio. So this is a little band called Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
think of Fleetwood Mac, Sarah?
Like, I don't mind it. Like, some of the stuff, it's just like, I wouldn't ever, like, listen to it intentionally, but it's not like I'm gonna, like, be dying if I have to hear it again, you know?
Yeah, see, that's one of the things, like, people have asked me, oh, did you try to introduce your girls to certain bands or anything? And I don't think I ever really did that. I just played my music around you.
Which made me sick of it, but...
But you guys, you're just being mean. But you guys actually found your own music that you love.
Yeah.
Rita loves music. I think Rita is very much influenced by what you introduce her to, though, because you're her big sister.
I, like, have to be careful now. I've, like...
So that it's nothing too dark?
I mean, yeah. Like, it's too late for that. I'm just keeping her away from, like... the super explicit stuff.
Yeah, keep her away from the blowing your brains out and any sex songs.
I accidentally got her super into 21 Pilots, and I love 21 Pilots. I'm literally wearing a 21 Pilots shirt right now. Whoops.
You are.
I love 21 Pilots, but it's very interesting to hear a child who doesn't necessarily always understand.
Right. What the content is.
What the content is, yep. So I got to be careful.
Yeah.
I also caught her singing a song by The Vaccines, and I was like,
"And what was that song?"
That was Aftershave Ocean. So I just hear my little sister going, "Oh, ignorance is bliss," and I'm like, "Oh no, no."
Well, Rita just likes to sing. Rita, it's a concert every night. As soon as she gets in the shower at night, she sings the whole time she's in the shower.
Yep.
Nonstop.
The whole house gives us
the whole house. It's a show.
Full belt.
The acoustics are good in there.
Apparently.
It's your turn.
Oh. Let's go say hi. Why not? Let's do something weird.
So the band is called Say Hi.
Say hi. Say hello.
From an album called Bleeder's Digest.
This is one...
It's a play on Reader's Digest.
Yes, it's also a concept album about vampires, and not their first. There's another...
Did you say vampires?
Vampires.
Okay.
All of their music is, like, very... It's, like, whimsical indie rock.
Uh-huh.
This is always, like, a play on some weird fantasy element.
All right.
It's very bizarre. So, yeah, this is not their first album... about vampires. They have one called Impeccable Blahs. They are so ridiculous. And even though they've only been a band since like 2002, they have like 10 albums I counted on Spotify. And they still haven't like really been picked up by anything.
Hmm.
They did the soundtrack for one indie movie that everyone hates and nobody really watched.
Well, I found this song on iTunes. So this is called The Grass Is Always Greener.
Yep.
From Montana, but she moved to a metropolis, and she lives in a big, big building without any windows. Oh no, no. And every night from the sky would come the handsome winged demons. They were unconcerned with Jenny, but she felt the day should be, 'cause the grass is always greener.
I like that because it sounds like people that are actually playing real instruments.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of new music is, you know, samples and it's not real people in a room playing music.
Yeah.
And a lot of these songs that you've been playing tonight, especially that one, that sounds like someone, people that are really playing.
Yeah. It sounds really like organic and, like they clearly write all of their own songs, and it's impressive to me that like every one of their albums is different and weird in a different way. Mm-hmm. And they take a certain tone with everything. This is a case where it's like, I feel like the music itself is just kind of, it's kind of like mopey, is what I get from it. But if you really like pay attention to the words, it's like, they'll tell you a story sometimes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, if you're a new upstart, just a garage type band, you can actually make an album or some singles that actually have some sonic fidelity because of because of technology.
Yeah.
I mean, even just if they had this mixing board like we have right in front of us, you know, they could do some stuff with this. That's why I think we should record a song later.
No.
All right, let's
get ready for that.
Let's jump from Say Hi. I like that. That's a fun name. Let's go to, this is one of my all-time favorite bands, and they're from the British Music Invasion, and they are the Kinks.
Yes.
And I know you've heard this song.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't. At night.
Love that.
Now, yeah, you just caught me off guard because when I said I'm going to play the Kinks, you said yes.
I know, because you know I like the Kinks.
And they're in a lot of Wes Anderson movies. He uses...
Oh, yeah, they are.
He'll use some deep album
they're
tracks.
They're in the Juno soundtrack, too.
Yes, they are. Good. I'm glad to kiss the Kinks great.
The Kinks, like, most British Invasion stuff is kind of where we meet in our music.
You like
taste.
The Beatles?
Yeah.
Now, that was in mono. Do you know what mono is?
It has something to do with how the music comes out of your headphones.
Yes. When they were recorded in mono, like everything comes out of the left side. Same thing that's coming out of the left side is also coming out of the right side.
All right. That's
There's no separation. Mm-hmm. Like some songs, you know, you might just hear guitar in one headphone while you're hearing vocal in another. So
it's more convenient when you're trying to discreetly listen to music in class with only one earbud in.
Yes.
And like your hand.
Yes. One earbud is definitely, I think it's because like, maybe long time ago when you'd have just an AM radio and you'd plug and you'd have just an earphone, it would just go in one ear.
You think
of it like an old man listening to a baseball game on the radio.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean anything to you, does it?
It doesn't.
Okay. What's next? Which band are we
my head
from Say Hi we're gonna go to? What
Mr. Wives. I'm like jumping around to a lot of
that's fine
things.
No, it's not. Look, if we didn't tell them we were jumping around, they would never even know.
True.
So Mr. Wives, you just went to see them in concert.
Yep, in October.
I also was at that concert.
You were
I sat in the back and I played and I played Words with Friends.
Yep.
But I did like the show. I do like this band.
It was great. It was super, such an energetic performance from everyone. It's a band with one girl, a bunch of guys. That's why it's Mr. Wives. And a lot of band members. Like I can only name like Mandy Lee, the lead singer.
Yeah.
But it's not a band where like the people playing instruments feel like separate to the lead singer. Like everybody has an energy and is very involved. And then it's just
lots of interaction on stage.
Yeah. Lots of interaction, running around. Like,
I actually think they sound better live than they do on record.
I do too. I agree. Yeah.
So let's play this Mr. Wives song. Mm-hmm. This is from 2015. The album is Our Own House, and this is Vagabond.
Mm-hmm. You go, there you stay, keeping low, never wanna play, wandering far, disappearing, feet stuck in place, not moving. You've been up and down.
Good song. It's a good band.
Yeah, she was like, I don't know, after hearing her live, like she was definitely sort of holding back on the album because she's like, she can really
her voice on the album almost sounds like maybe it's affected or processed or something.
Yeah.
And I think they should just let her sing the way
right?
she sings.
And like she has a weird voice, but she's a good singer. She's a really good singer, and you can really tell that live.
Absolutely.
Though if you look at like older, I was fascinated because I didn't expect it, because the live performance that the live performances, wow, I can talk, that I had seen from them in the past had been like really old, like from when they just started touring. So they're a pretty, they're a really new band. Like this is their first
full-length album, right?
First full-length album, had one EP and were pretty unknown up until they released Our Own House. So the live performances I heard at first, she was clearly like super nervous and would frequently like get out of breath from like running around and doing the same thing that she's doing now. But I feel like now that she's sort of built up to it and like they're really doing this now, like it's a lot better. So I think she's also just improved as a singer after getting so big.
And what's her name again?
Mandy Lee.
Mandy Lee. All right. I'm going to go with, this is probably the most current song on my list, and it is, it's 1987. So, but this is a band who are getting back together kind of this year for a tour with the lead singer and a couple of the original members. And this is Guns N' Roses from the classic Appetite for Destruction album. Some classic guitar licks from Slash on that song.
Guitar is good. The voice.
Well, Axl Rose is, I remember hearing this for the first time and I never really heard anyone sing quite like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that he can still sing like that.
Yeah.
So, it's almost an easy, that's like the easy rock voice to make fun of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if
I don't think it's entirely like deserving of it either.
Deserving of what? To be made fun of?
To be made fun of. I mean,
if I was going to impersonate a rock voice, that's the one that would sound
like.
I
agree.
Yeah. All right. What do you got? What do you got for us?
Let's play the band that opened for Mr. Wives Waters.
Oh, now this band, you didn't know anything about this band.
I knew absolutely nothing about them. There was another band that opened for Mr. Wives that I didn't hear because we arrived late.
Right.
But Waters was fantastic. They were so good. They're very, like, if you look at them, they have sort of like the components of just every, like, stereotype of like
some hippies,
grunge indie hippie band. Yeah. Yes,
maybe like, a man bun on stage.
You got the guy that looks like Jesus with like the hair. He's quiet and he's on guitar. Mm-hmm. And like the girl with like the pink hair who doesn't shave her armpits and is just playing a tambourine the whole time. You know, yeah. It's like you got all that.
It's almost like you could almost have people on stage that aren't even doing anything. They might just be standing up there.
Like, honestly. Yeah. So,
but they're still part of the band.
Based on appearances, I was just like, oh, okay. And like, they didn't have the best stage presence. Like, the lead singer was just swearing every other word. And it was fine. But I got really into the music. And I really did enjoy, what they were doing was unique, even though their actual presence isn't.
And didn't the band member, was it Waters that came out and sold their own merch after the show? Or was that the first band that did
both
that?
Both of them sold both, their own merch.
They, after they came
the
out
show.
And you could say hi to them and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is Waters from the album What's Real. And what's the song called?
Go to My Head.
Or Got to My Head.
Got to My Head.
All right, here we go.
Whoops. I can read.
It's one letter.
I'm turning myself in. I've been a jealous friend. Feels like I'm always sinking. Oh, just like you used to say. Oh,
Now that is really good.
Yeah.
Waters. Mm-hmm. That is really good. Here's the problem with music today. A band like Waters could be, and other bands on this list too, but it sounds like they are very accessible. They could be very radio friendly. Yeah. It sounds like they could really have a career in music. Mm-hmm. That's my problem with music today is you can have a career in music, but I don't know that you'll become rich and famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the problem with how music is distributed nowadays.
I mean, like, they're hippies, so I don't think I don't think they're like really definitely not in it for the money. But
they're in it for the money a little bit.
A little bit. Like, not definitely not is like the bad choice of words. But right. I mean, like, yeah, I don't think they're expecting to make money from this. I don't think anyone is really anymore.
Yeah.
But
it's
no,
sad that you
totally
shouldn't be able
agree.
To make a living doing what you want to do.
No, yeah, because they are pretty accessible. And then I think about bands like Death Cab for Cutie, and it's like, if you like Death Cab for Cutie, you're probably going to like Waters.
Yeah.
But it's just, things get lost. There's like so much
That's
of
what
it.
I mean. Yeah, there's so much of it. For example, here's a perfect example. The next band I'm going to play, I rarely play this band. I hardly ever play this band. But this is a band that was popular when I was in high school. And they still tour to this day. Every year they tour, and every time I go see them, it's jammed. I don't know if it's jammed everywhere around the country, but when they play anywhere in LA, it's always jammed. And they've only got like two classic lineup members in the band, but they are still fantastic live. And this is a band who has had longevity and a career in music, even though they haven't had an album out in about 10 years or so, maybe more. They still tour on the legacy of their catalog. So this is Styx. Obviously, I cued that to the chorus, so we got to hear them say "Come Sail Away" 14 times.
Yes, but, thank you for that.
That's a 6-minute and 7-second song.
I think if they took out some of those "Come Sail Away,"
might be 4 minutes.
Like 4 minutes, yeah.
What do we got next? Waters was our last thing. Very good, Waters. Very
All
good.
Right. So
I wish I would have paid more attention to Waters that night.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. I mean, you missed the singer just dropping the F-bomb between every song. Like, I don't go for that type of language. I mean, yeah, I know you're not. I don't mind it. It's just one of those things where it just gets to a point where it's like, we get it. You're edgy. Stop. Anima.
Now, see, not Anima.
Anima.
Anima is a completely different thing.
Yes.
But this is weird, though, because it's Anima, but then it has an exclamation point. So
you're
it almost
to
looks
scream
like.
Scream it.
Really? Because it almost looks to me like Animal.
Maybe. I don't know anything. I like the sound.
Okay.
Of this.
This is 2016.
I know. I wanted to get something like really new. That's
well, you
why
did
that's
it.
Why this is on here.
All right.
I really like their sound is like dreamlike almost. I love it.
It's not going to put my listeners to sleep, is it? Cuz I'm doing a good enough job at that.
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't think so. I don't think it's not sleepy. It's just I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
And this is something I found on my Spotify Discover playlist.
Oh, this was one that was suggested to you.
Yeah,
this
was suggested to me, which is why I don't know much about it.
All right. And the song, it's...
Serendipity.
Anima, and the album's Anima, and it's... Yeah, the song's Serendipity. Here we go.
And when I wake, each breath I take knows it. Everything is planned. Each passing day makes no mistake of it. Everything is planned. Everything is planned. Everything is planned.
pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, this might sound weird to you, but while I was listening, I like listened to their full album, mm-hmm. like I'm in math class probably. I know that's exactly what you want.
I wonder
hear.
If you're going to say what I'm thinking. Go ahead, say it.
I was like, this singer sort of sounds like Adele.
Yes, I was going to say
like,
that.
Like, there, you could tell, like, it's not nearly as good as Adele, like, it, as far as, like, you know, vocal range is going to go.
Yeah.
But
that's the first
like
thing I thought.
If Adele made
I wish I would have said it first.
Different music.
Yes, if Adele just sang this song.
Yeah, it was, like, of course Adele would put all her little things in.
Or maybe she wouldn't. Maybe she'd just sing it straight. But Serendipity would be a gigantic hit if Adele was singing
this. If you had the name of Adele on
yes,
it.
Yes, if you had the name of Adele on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I was thinking.
I know. I'm like, I don't know why I pick up on that a lot with artists. Like but then it'll bother me. Like I noticed that the lead singer of the Hush sounds a lot like Brendon Urie.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't unhear it.
And who's,
so,
Brendon
Urie is the sole remaining member of Panic at the Disco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a big band you like too.
Yeah. I've liked Panic at the Disco for years.
A long time.
So it's, yeah.
And then do you hate when people jump on the bandwagon of a band you've been listening to?
I don't care. I'm not that person. I'm not that, you know, mm-hmm. it's, that annoys me. It's like, there's nothing wrong with missing a band's sound, but then criticizing people who like them once they've changed. It's like, you know, it's like, even though I've liked Panic the Disco yeah. since I was literally 9 years old,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I'm not gonna expect, you know, someone who's like 2 years younger than me could totally enjoy Panic at the Disco, but I'm not gonna expect like a 7-year-old to have listened to Pretty Odd or whatever, you know.
Right.
It's like, it's especially like, I've jumped on things that, you know,
yeah.
have been
everyone,
around for
everyone
years.
Everyone does.
And sometimes it's just not accessible.
I've jumped into many, many bands since starting this podcast that I wasn't familiar with their deep, deep, deep catalog.
Oh, yeah.
And now I am. So, yeah. And it's fun.
I don't think you have to be a super fan to enjoy something.
That's true.
There's nothing wrong with jumping on something. Like, you've probably found it because it got popular.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, of course.
The next band I'm going to play, this is from their fourth album, but it's from their first album with Steve Perry, and this is Journey. Sarah is shaking her head no, but we're going to get to the chorus.
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning. I don't know where I'll be tomorrow. Wheel in the sky keeps on
Was Steve Perry's high singing hurting your ears?
Congratulations, you've managed to find a band that I like literally nothing about them. I could not pick one thing that I enjoy about that experience.
They sing Don't Stop Believin'. That's the band that sings Don't Stop Believin', the number one downloaded song of all time.
It's like, that's a song where when I was at like summer camp overnights mm-hmm. and I had drank like 4 cups of like orange soda.
So glad you said that you were drinking orange soda. I was afraid you were going to say I've had 4 beers and that was going to, I was going to get a little worried about
like,
this summer
and they,
camp.
They start like playing that on the speakers and then you're just dancing and it's like 12 and you've never stayed up that late, you know?
So that's why you like Don't Stop Believin', because it's ingrained in you and doing staying up late.
It's just I'm saying that I would have to have a lot of sugar and be 8 before I enjoyed that song.
Wow. All right. Well,
it was
I don't expect you to like early Journey. They were an offshoot of from Santana, kind of a jam type band. I don't expect you to like that. I just wanted to play that instead of some other Journey song.
Mom doesn't like it either.
Pilar does not like Don't Stop Believing at all.
No. We heard it at Suzanne's party, and I was like, Mom, it's your song. And she's shaking her head.
Yeah, she does not like Steve Perry's voice.
Do you?
Yes, he's the best. Oh, he's the greatest. Look at that. Look right over there. Journey Escape. He signed that album right there for me.
I don't even
see the one where the razor blade Judas Priest with the hand.
Oh yeah.
And right above it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve Perry signed that.
Cool.
What's your next song? We're almost done. We're almost through our list.
I only really have two more, and okay. We're saving one for the end.
Yeah,
so
we're saving one for the end.
Superstar.
The song is called Superstar. This
Broods.
The Broods.
Yep.
This is from 2014.
Yep.
The album is Evergreen.
This is like a feel-good.
It's not even
song.
The Broods. It's just Broods. It's
Broods.
All right, here we go. Superstar.
Yep. You've been looking for more. I've been over my head. Too much.
A good tune, Broods.
It's just, it's nice, you know, like it's a cute little, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like female singers better than male singers, or no choice?
I don't really have a preference.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe a few months ago, I would have told you that I preferred female singers more. But I will say that I listen, like, this probably says something about preference, but I know I listen to more female solo artists,
mm-hmm,
and more bands fronted by guys. And I feel like there's also a little bit of like a, you know,
that's interesting.
Sort of like a stereotype thing happening there as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I even in my record collection, I like the Go-Go's and the Bangles and Heart, but there's many more bands that I like that are fronted by guys than are fronted by girls.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
But I do like a lot of female solo artists, though. I like Sheryl Crow and Melissa Etheridge and Joan Jett.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool.
Yeah, we have more common ground when it comes to female solo artists, I feel.
That's true. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Here's another band. I don't know when the last time I played this band was, but they have about five songs that always get played on rock radio. And this is from 1977. It's the title track of the album Point of No Return, and this is Kansas.
They say the sea turns so dark that you know it's time you see the sign. They say the point demons guard is an ocean grave for all the brave. Was it you that said, Hala? Hala?
I'm not even really a big Kansas fan. Like, I like their hit songs. I'm worried that if I listened to some Kansas albums, I might start liking them. So I wonder if I should listen. What do you think? Should I listen to more of them? What did you think of that?
I thought it was fine. Like, I don't, it was like, all right.
They're doing their job. They can sing. They can play.
They can sing. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, well, you clearly aren't like faking it.
No.
You know?
Yeah. That like, they're the real deal. They're doing it.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of people love them. A lot of people love them. Your next band is a band that I like too.
21 Pilots?
No, you're missing one.
What? Oh, I totally missed. It's the way it's like.
We're going to play out. We're going to play out with 21 Pilots.
That's why I was confused.
That's okay.
Yeah, I totally missed it. All right. So
I actually tried to get you to listen to this band and you were like, I don't like it.
This is the only song I like though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
okay.
This came up. It's funny. This came up in my Spotify Discover. And I get a lot of songs by artists that I've heard of before that I just won't listen to.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where I'm like, well, I don't even remember what they sound like, so I might as well give it a chance. And I did like this song.
This is a female-fronted band.
It is.
Sisters.
Yep.
What are they called?
Haim.
Haim? And what's the song called?
My Song 5.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Is it the fifth song in the album, I wonder?
Hmm.
I'm going to look while it plays.
I found it hard, tried to reserve. I'll get it right when I am hurt. The man's his own, to her he'll be. But I'll be fine, cause I know
he's in her heart on the floor, thinking that I'm never alone. Crazy shit I did for you. In my mind, in my head, seeing all the words unsaid. Honey, honey, I am never coming home again. I've been lied to, so what's the truth? Now I'm not gonna hide it all, keep it in all from you. I've been dying to know.
So this album came out in 2013, so yeah. it's now 2016, so I think they're due. I think they'll have an album out this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been saying about Lorde, though. Like, Lorde needs to make a new album.
Yeah.
She only has one full-length album, got crazy popular, and it's like, where is the
other one?
Well,
she's probably worried about doing a sophomore slump. You know, the second album sometimes off of a big album can be disappointing, so she's probably trying her best to make it as good as possible.
Yeah, and I mean, I know she worked on, like, that album, like, Pure Heroine.
Yeah.
She started working on it when she was younger than I am, and then came out with it when she was 16.
That's the name of her first album, Pure Heroine?
I believe.
Heroin, like, not the drug heroin. Is it the drug heroin?
Is there a difference in spelling?
I think there is. I think there's
an E
on the end. E on the end if you're a female hero is a heroine.
Yeah, I think it's that. Yeah. Right.
I'm not sure.
I don't think Lorde's trying to be that edgy.
I don't think so. Not at 13
anyway,
or 16.
So now here I have the same problem that you did, where it's like, I think I only listened to like their hit and didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the song that probably made you tell me to listen to them.
Yeah.
And then I just sort of was like, math, this is something dad told me to listen to.
Because
I was a cool 13-year-old. And I didn't really listen to music until like probably... like freshman year. I didn't like really listen to music.
Really listen, yeah.
So now I'm like, well, I like this song. Yeah. Should I listen to the album?
Give it a chance.
So, but then I will have given in to you.
Well, I will tell you this. This is like Mr. Wives for me. I don't think they sound that great on their album, but I saw them on Saturday Night Live. And that's when I first saw Haim on Saturday Night Live, and they were phenomenal. And I immediately bought the album like the next day. And I've seen them on other talk shows and stuff playing live, and I think they're better live. I hope that they can capture what they do live on their next album.
Well, they sound great in that song though.
Yeah, like, that song's pretty good.
It's great.
A little over. I think the album is on a whole maybe a little bit overproduced in some songs, but I do like it.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one more song, and then we'll do our playout song.
Cool.
This is so many of these guys really rule album rock radio as far as having a lot of songs that get played. This is Led Zeppelin. And I went with the classic Led Zeppelin 4 album. And here's the song. That's Led Zeppelin. What do you think of Led Zeppelin?
I don't know. It's like you hear. I can say that I've heard a lot of their songs.
Okay. That's fine.
All over.
I don't expect you to jump into an album from 1971.
Yep.
Now, before we go, we do a little bit of promoting stuff. So do you want to give out your Twitter?
Sure. It's probably like the word. It's probably Sarah, the word probably and underscore and Sarah.
So at probably underscore Sarah.
My name does not have an H at the end of it.
S-A-R-A.
Yep.
And then you have a YouTube channel.
I have a YouTube channel. It is also probably Sarah.
if you want to follow me on Spotify,
oh, okay,
you can do that.
Are you also probably Sarah on Spotify?
Nope. I made my Spotify when I was 12 years old.
Okay.
So I
you're at Unicorn Sarah.
I should be Sarah Ray, S-A-R-A-R-A-E.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find me that way, I made this when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
I might be Saki Cookie. I might be S-A-K-I and the word cookie as one word.
Saki Cookie.
I don't even have an explanation.
Well, who knows?
Yeah. Nope. So hopefully find me at Sarah Ray. It should be that.
How many, what do they call it on YouTube? Subscribers. How many subscribers do you have on YouTube?
Doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm just curious.
422.
That's pretty good. That's pretty great.
It's fine. Yeah. I don't care about, I'm just not a numbers person. I don't really care who's watching as long as someone is.
This generation who doesn't care about the numbers. Well, we are at Rock Solid Show. I am at Pat_Francis. When Kyle's here, Kyle is at Kyle Dotson Funny. Please go to rocksolidpodcast.com to read Andrew Rich's amazing notes that he writes every week. Very funny. I'm excited to see what new songs that Andrew likes that he'll put into the list this week. I like that he does that. Or what classic songs he might slip in there too. Also, if you want to support the show, the easiest way to support the show is if you like any of the songs we played today, usually by Saturday, I have put links to every single song. You click on the link at the end of the of Andrew's notes. It's called the set list. If you click on the song title, it'll take you right to Amazon where you can buy the MP3 of the song. So please do that. There's also an Amazon icon. I don't know what you call it. Right at the top of the page. Click on that. You'll go through Amazon that way. And then whatever you purchase on Amazon. Amazon. You will get a little kickback on that. So that's an easy way to support the show. So I appreciate that. I appreciate everyone listening. Sarah, thank you so much for doing this today. I know that when I ask you to do it, sometimes it feels like a chore. But
I am here against my will.
This was fun, though. It's fun to listen to music.
Yeah. It's fun to listen to my music.
Yeah, it's fun to listen to your music. Well, this is a band that you introduced me to, 21 Pilots.
My fave.
And I took you to their concert. Yep. I reviewed their concert for Pop Culture Beast. I gave it a 10 out of 10. It was one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
They're fantastic.
It was amazing. I don't know what else to say about it. They really put their heart and soul into this entire show.
So good.
For the full 2+ hours. They played, I think, 25 songs.
Yeah.
It was insane.
So good. I'm going to see them again.
You're going to see them again without me. You're
true.
Going with a friend. So, and they're playing a bigger venue now. They're playing the Forum.
Yeah, I don't know what their arena shows are going to be like,
I know. Be safe, honey. Don't talk to strangers. Okay. This is a song from their newest album, Blurry Face. I don't know if I know this one, though. What's the song called?
It's The Judge.
This is The Judge. Sarah, thank you for doing this.
No problem.
And then we're going to get a picture in front of the rock wall.
Oh, I look gross.
You know what? We don't have to get the picture today. We can get it before the episode
airs.
Let's lie.
Your viewers.
So when the picture that you see will not have been taken today.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Everyone, keep listening to music. Music is the best. And this is...
good message.
The music's the best.
It's the greatest.
This is The Judge.
Na 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 na, oh oh. Na 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 na. Sang something soft and soaked in pain. I heard the echo from his secret hideaway. He must have forgot to close his door as he cranked out those dismal chords, and his four walls declared him insane. I found my way, right time, wrong place as I pled my case. You're the judge. Thank you.
lungs out. I can tell cause it's a bit darker than the last night's bout. I forgot about the drought of light bulbs in this house, so I head out down the route I think is heading south. But I'm not good with directions and I hide behind my mouth. I'm a pro at imperfections and I'm best friends with my doubt. And now that my mind's out and now I hear it clear and loud, I'm thinking, wow, I probably should have stayed inside my house. I found my way, right time, wrong place, as I pled my case. You're the judge, oh no.